You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Broadway, Broadway, in all of its glory, we all have a memory. Have a story. Was there an understudy? Or did the show stop? Did you see Barbara before she shot to the top? Join us as we revel in a reverie. It's my Broadway memory.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Max Crumb, you know him from... Grease, you know, from Disaster, and most recently Emojiland, and you also probably saw him on Divergent on ABC. Is that what it was? ABC, which he did a great, he had a great moment in that show, and infinitely proud of him, and I love him, and he's the best. And let's welcome Max Crumb to the show.
And we're also going to welcome Ali Trim.
Hello.
Where are you? Let's see
it's,
you.
It's called Emergence.
What did I call it?
You call it Divergence, like the book series, I think.
Cool.
We are also welcoming Ali Trim, who you hopefully will be able to see soon in the Broadway bound musical Once Upon a One More Time, the Britney Spears musical. Yes. You probably have seen her in 13, the musical Bye Bye Birdie. And let's bring on
an Evolution of Man off Broadway.
There you go.
Yes. The common denominator of you two is Evolution of Man, which I loved and thoroughly enjoyed.
Great to show.
Can everyone see Max?
I can't see Max.
Nobody can see me?
No.
No.
Oh, good.
You want to try and exit in the...
That's really good. That makes me really happy. That's really a good thing there.
You're not there.
So what if I do... I'm like dancing around. I had a whole joke with a mask on that I did.
Oh.
That's all right. I'll do it again.
That's good. What?
Do you want to exit the section and then come back in?
Do you want to exit the section? Just kidding. Hold on.
I can just take it from here. You can go.
Okay. Bye, you guys.
Bye. See you later.
Oh, wait, Brittany says she can see him. Wow. We love technology.
Yeah. Oh, ooh.
Technology is so great. This has never happened, but it's okay. Ali, hi. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I think, Mercury's in retrograde. I'm all about it. It's messing everyone up. There you are.
There he is.
You guys, this camera's really bad, though.
It looks great.
You're fine. You look just fine.
Are you
the
on your
lighting
phone?
Is gorgeous.
Or you're
am I what?
You're not on your phone anymore?
No.
No. Okay.
Oh, you look great. You look amazing.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I'm Max. It's really good to be here.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Okay.
You are?
Yeah.
Aw, that's amazing. How was Pride for you?
Pride was like, I spent Pride with a couple of close friends, socially distancing in the park with masks and hand sanitizer. And that's it.
And for me.
Social distancing with hand sanitizer. It's a cooler story than that. You made it sound so average.
I just like, didn't want anybody to be mad. And then it rained. Was like, it was beautiful. Careful.
And that but guy came and joined Frisbee with us.
No, don't. Nobody joined us.
No, but no, what but was I mean, really like, beautiful was we went, we were
socially distant.
We were completely alone in Sheep Meadow because it started raining. And as we were getting to the park, everyone left because it was pouring rain. And we were like, let's just wait it out. Let's just see. We can see the sun over there. Let's just see if it like passes quickly. And it definitely poured for a good hour. So we, made the most of it. And it was beautiful.
I pulled my hamstring and it's still... is giving me problems, so that was
Max did that walk was really an injury
from Ultimate Frisbee.
But you got photos underneath a double rainbow, alone
it's true.
In Meadow. I mean, I would it's say true. Worth the hamstring pull, but
yeah.
That's
bye, Michael.
Bye, Michael. See you later. And now, Allie, do you have any like really personal things to share with us too?
Well, no, it's not. Max, my birthday but, coming up. It's
when's your birthday? Oh, are you a Leo or a Cancer?
I'm a Leo moon.
Okay.
But
I'm a Leo sun.
I'm a Scorpio. It's not my Uh-oh. Time right now.
When's your birthday?
Definitely not my time. October 27th.
Oh, my boyfriend's October 26th.
You're gay.
Yes. Is that what you were trying to ask by saying you were? I don't know. When's your birthday, Max?
I'm gay. Anyone else here? My birthday's October 8th.
October 8th. Cool.
He's one of them Virgos.
Michael,
no, I'm a Libra.
Libra. That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
I like when it's a group of people who don't know anything about astrology talking about astrology on a live podcast.
I have so many books on it. I can get the book.
Yeah, yeah.
So wait, I'm a Cancer. Brian, what are you?
I'm a Leo.
I'm a Leo rising and a Scorpio moon sun.
You're what also are you? A Leo... Oh, never mind. I'm a Scorpio.
That makes
and
sense.
And a Leo and a Pisces rising. So, to anyone listening that may be compatible with me.
I truthfully call. Know nothing about any of I like can like sense when like a spirit walks in the room, but I don't know anything about like
they're not astrology. Telling you what sign they are.
That's actually but I do know about the disorder you have.
Michael, yeah, well, you do know a lot about Broadway, I have to say that.
I know. So let's do this. Let's why don't we go through ooh, Ashley K. Adams is a Scorpio moon here. I'm gonna go through this binder. I'm just gonna pick it random. So this is how it goes. Basically, it doesn't matter what size playbill collection you have, it's what you do with it. so I'm gonna go through one of my binders and I'm just gonna pick at random. So I have wait, I'm Pretty Woman. Which I was with I was opening. There with Max.
Yeah, we went to opening night of that.
That wow. This was not rigged. Can you imagine that?
Woof.
Look at that seal. I don't think we've had an opening night playbill on the with a seal yet on the show.
Right, because the other one that I had no, it did have a seal. It was the Bella Amherst off Broadway.
Oh, okay.
Remember, I took my mom.
Oh, right.
It was the Belle of Amherst. So this was Pretty Woman. I
saw it.
I saw it.
Did the ticket stub in there?
Samantha Barks. So that was really thrilling for
her
me.
Her voice is unreal.
Yeah,
it's amazing. I do have the ticket.
Fancy.
It was orchestra. Oh, 2010. Yeah, I mean, I don't know the movie well, so I didn't connect with it in that way. But I very much appreciated what they did. It was a fun time. And I enjoyed it. I don't really remember much about it because I think I drank a lot.
Yeah.
Because it was opening, so I was like, you know, let's go for it. But I appreciated it and I had a blast, and I think that that's what that show is there. That show caters to a very people love that movie, so I think that a lot of people had a lot of fun, and so did I. I mean, Orpheus was amazing, Samantha Barks was amazing, and yeah, it was just a great time.
And did you guys go to the party after?
We did go to the party.
How was it?
Where was
it? Do you remember where it was?
I actually don't.
I don't either. We drank a lot.
Yeah. But we were, I mean, we were appropriate. But
no, of course. No, I think it was at some sort of, you know, ballroom downtown, something like that.
What did you guys wear?
Did you guys match?
We both happened to be there. Like, we went, like, together, but, like, not together.
Right. Because this was, like, in the beginning of our friendship. Well, no.
No, it wasn't, Michael. I went with somebody you went, and we just were, like, met up, like, whoa! And it was, I don't remember where the opening night party was, but it was, like, a big, like, it was like a venue. It was like a venue, obviously.
Yeah. I actually have no idea where the opening night party was, but I enjoyed the show a lot. The music was great. I thought the set was fabulous. Oh, you know what I also did right before the show? Stop it. You know what I also did right before the show was I photographed the legacy robe ceremony. And
oh, that's super cool.
So I'm actually remembering that. I photographed the legacy robe ceremony, which was amazing, and was able to photograph when Barry Mitchell like led the cast through like the opening night, like prayer circle. And I'm totally just remembering this. And that's a huge part of the story.
That's a really cool memory too. Is that the first time that you photographed a gypsy legacy robe ceremony? Was it gypsy robe then at that time?
We actually can't say that anymore. We have to say legacy robe.
Even like in the past tense, it's still.
I think. Yeah. Okay. I mean, just wondering. I guess so. I think so. I mean, yeah, but it was a really cool experience, and it was, you know, the energy is so alive, and it was. I can't imagine. I mean, you know, we have two people in the show that were leads in musicals. Like I. Was like Samantha Barks was just like drinking her tea, like being a part of the ceremony. It's like you are about to open a Broadway show. Like you are about to be the lead of a Broadway show. Like I would need to be wheeled on stage.
I once saw her share a picture of her breakfast, and it was Brussels sprouts. And then for a short amount of my life, I started eating Brussels sprouts for breakfast because I was like, maybe I'll start to sound as fierce as Samantha Barks. And then
Allie, your voice is amazing though. Like you don't need to try to sound like Samantha Barks. What are you talking about?
Aww. Well, if Samantha Barks is like listening butter. To this right now, I love your voice.
Obviously her voice is incredible, but you know, there's no need for you to try to sound like her because you already fucking sound like you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Aww. Michael, did she bring her dog backstage while she on opening night? Because
I photographed Ivy and Samantha for dressing room project, and that was really cool because I like, you know, I love Les Mis, and I had like followed the Les Mis movie all throughout my senior year of college, so it was just, and she's extremely kind, extremely lovely. She's just really, really amazing. And Ashley K. Adams says Allie is a superstar, and it's true. Allie is a superstar.
Ashley,
you are a superstar. And three of us worked together on the FrankieCast album, which Ashley came on and spoke about.
Which is being submitted for a Grammy nomination, I found out today.
Whoa. It's epic. So So if anyone out there that works in educational theater or is a theater lover, like, listen to Frankie the Musical, because, like, that's it's epic.
Caitlin
it's
Kinnan
epic
is
stuff.
On it. She sounds phenomenal.
Jason Cote, you, Caitlin, Jason Sweet Tooth Williams. It's an amazing.
So Allie or Max, which one of you guys wants to go next for the Playbill?
Allie.
Okay, I'll go next. So full disclosure, I'm borrowing playbills from my roommate because I did not have many readily available, but I went through, he had a lot readily available. And so I went through his selection and grabbed some that are from shows that I've seen. So how do I do it? What do you want? How should I pick it, like, at random?
Yeah.
A shuffle?
Yeah.
Or should I just bring one up that I specifically want to talk about?
It's up to you. Dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice.
Well, the first one I could talk about is which I actually saw with you, Michael. You invited me as your guest when they had their media performance of the show. So
yeah,
it was wonderful. Let's see who played a man in a suit levitating. He was a standout. Oh, Max Crumb. Oh, phenomenal work. Also, Natalie White. Glorious.
Yes.
I mean, that whole cast see was... that the night that that Broadway shut down.
Yeah.
You saw that the night?
No, I was supposed to, and then obviously got canceled.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of great, a really great show.
So I've heard, yeah.
A really great levitating man too.
Alana, who is a devoted My Broadway Memory fan, says she loved that show. I sent the photo to Britt, our engineering amazing person tonight. I don't know if you showed the photo just yet, but Alana is great, and yeah, so cute.
That is so sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. That was so, I remember you being so sweet.
Yeah, I loved Emoji Land. I'm sorry you didn't get to see it, Brian, but.
Yeah.
Maybe,
it's all right.
It was a wild show.
Sad face.
It was wild. Allie, what are some of the other, we got dinner before that show.
Oh yeah, we did a classic pre off-Broadway dinner at Kodama, got some sushi, split a bottle of wine, right? Yep. Yes.
Yeah, we did, and it was so fun. We had such good. And then we went out for drinks after the three of us.
Yeah, at that cool place that was completely empty.
Yeah, it was
it was like a massive beer place.
Beer company. It was New York Beer Company. On 44th.
Where? 44th? When was it?
44th. On the north side of the street. 44th and 8th. Yeah, but it's a great place.
You can never remember venues.
It was fun.
Well, that was a very short submission. Do you want to do another?
Yeah, so then I can talk about this, which I forgot that I love it, but I have not thought about this show in a long time.
Is that a tour playbill?
It might be a tour playbill. It is, because it's the Balboa Theater in San Diego. But I did not see it on tour. My roommate must have.
Allie and I went through the playbills before this on FaceTime. She absolutely knew it was a tour playbill and just pretended to re-realize that it was a tour playbill.
No. Yes. That might be true. That might be true. That sounds like something I would do. Anyway, I'm an actress. What can I say?
Yeah, literally. So, don't replicate moments from My Broadway Memory at all.
But
I really did pick this from random, though.
But I really did just pick this from random because I wanted to talk about how I saw it. What year was it on Broadway originally? 2009?
2007.
Seven? Yeah.
2007 or 8.
Okay, so I was in New York for 13, had a huge crush on Graham Phillips. And saw Spring Awakening. I was only 13. So, like, the content in Spring Awakening, we all know. Like, I was 13.
How old are you?
And I was sitting next to Graham, and his dad was on his side of him, and my mom was on my side of me. And so it was just, like, us, like, cushioned between our parents watching Spring Awakening. And it was so romantic.
Did you see the original cast?
A really great connection.
Or did you see it?
No. Oh, so maybe that makes the timeline a little bit better. We saw like probably the second cast.
Okay.
I think we were in 13. I think we were like in rehearsals for 13 when it happened or something. But
I actually saw the original cast. I saw the original cast of Spring Awakening, but Kathleen Marshall took me to see it during rehearsals for Grease. So I was sitting next to Kathleen Marshall, yeah, like watching all this like sexual stuff. And at the end of the first act, you know, it's like isn't it like the sex scene?
Yeah.
Isn't it like that where it's like, and then the lights come up? She turned to me and goes, "Wild, huh?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." Like, super wild. Like, yeah, that's crazy. Like, so it was like my auntie.
And like, that was like a new relationship since you guys were in rehearsals.
Yeah. So she was like, "Let's go see this." And then afterwards, I went to Dave and Buster's with the cast, which was weird.
With your cast or their cast?
With their cast.
Just playtime. Allie, you know that I was at the final dress rehearsal of 13.
I do know that you've told me that, but tell me what you remember of that, because I've got no memories of it. I'm completely...
It was two apps, and the end of act one ended with a Dance Dance Revolution number.
You saw it. And I did it. I was a dancer in that. I did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait. Can you explain it? Like, was Dance Dance Revolution like on the stage?
So, yeah, we spent a long time in tech for it because they had our, like, if you were sitting in the balcony, you could have looked down and seen all of the lights were displaying a Dance Dance Revolution, whoa, like arrows for us. And we all had this memorized thing. I would say like close to break dancing we were. And then we tried it a couple times. We spent most of our time in rehearsal on that number. And then it was cut all in one day. Probably the day after you saw it. No, it was really hard.
Was it good?
I'm glad you saw it.
Did you like it?
I remember it being phenomenal, and I remember feeling very cool and very impressive. Like, I was impressed with myself. So I like to remind myself that at one point in my life, I did
Dance Dance Revolution.
Well, listen, you're going to be Broadway. Doing that in the Britney Spears music.
I am. It's true. Fingers crossed that things come back very quickly. Yeah, but we were in rehearsals for like 2 weeks before we all shut down, and boy, oh boy, we learned a lot of tricky dance moves in those 2 weeks.
Do you have a good or specific memory of Once Upon One More Time that you want to share that would get us excited for when it comes?
Oh my gosh, I mean, there are a lot of cool things about the show. The cast was phenomenal in only 2 weeks. Like, I feel like there was a really beautiful bond that we had. And I think especially just because of everything, like all of the uncertainty, we all had to kind of come together to figure things out. But there's a big, I don't know how much I'm allowed to talk about. I think I am allowed to talk about this because I've seen it in a press release. The story, Cinderella gets gifted a copy of The Feminine Mystique.
Yes, I did read that.
And amazing. That sparks her awakening to kind of like ask, you know, why are we following these fairy tales when we have no say in how they end? We have no say in what's going on here. And then it kind of inspires her to start this revolution amongst the princesses and take control of our own stories. But when we were learning the choreography, there was a couple different moments in the show where we all had our own copies of The Feminine Mystique and we're all reading it and learning it and absorbing it. And in all of the downtime, I just would read the book. Like, I would just read The Feminine Mystique, and it's pretty marvelous to see what Max. It's pretty marvelous to see what content is in there and how it kind of inspires the journey that these princesses go on. So I'm excited. I really have high hopes for the show. And if you guys want to see me breakdance again, this is the show to see me in. So that's
I'm excited for that alone.
You guys want to see me breakdance again. I love that.
Yeah.
But like,
if you missed the Dance Dance Revolution, you will see this. And I'll be in stilettos. I'll be breakdancing in stilettos.
Wow. So. That's talent. And you're playing Ariel, right?
We'll see if it's... Yeah, I'm playing the Little Mermaid.
Oh, the Little Mermaid. Okay. It's not affiliated with Disney in any sense.
It's not affiliated with Disney, right? No, but it's the
Britney Spears and Disney
traditional story.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
Christian Anderson, Ariel. The Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm.
That is not her name, but also I can't say anything in it because I traded my voice for legs. So I don't have any lines. I don't have any lines. I got the princess track for real. I'm just like breakdancing. How did I get cast in this? Like, whatever. I'm not going to ask any questions.
I'm obsessed with that.
Yeah, me too. Hot, me too.
Talented Broadway vet.
Thank you.
It was the work you did in the 13 preview.
It was the Dance Dance Revolution. Yeah.
Yeah.
Max, do you want to go?
Nah.
Okay, bye. Thanks for watching. Bye,
thank you.
Okay, this is our shortest episode ever.
Should I put one at random?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm so nervous. I just don't. Okay, okay, okay.
Right, the here last we 2 weeks, I got two shows that I did not care for.
Okay.
I got Gilligan's Island and music. Yeah, Spears. Cool.
Okay, so Rock of Ages, but this is okay. Ooh. So I've okay. This is a specific time though, because I did see the original Broadway cast and I stage doored and fawned over Wesley Taylor and Lorne Molina, and I was like, "You guys are so cool!" Anyway, this is when I went to go see it to go see my dear friend Ashley Spencer in the lead role, and she was so phenomenal. And I just remember this was after. Because she had a pretty solid Ashley Spencer was the runner-up to the Grease reality show. And she had, like, a crazy Broadway career, like, right after. She did so many things. Like, she immediately went into Hairspray to play Amber in Hairspray on Broadway. And then
saw
she
her in Hairspray. Yeah,
yeah, wow. She was so good. She
and
was so good.
In Grease. Yeah.
And then she was in Grease right after. And then she was in Rock of Ages. And then she was in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. And... and now she had, you know, she's married to Jeremy Jordan. She's living that good life. And she, but she was, she is one of the most amazing voices I've ever heard in my entire life. And she was so good in this. And I love this show. This is like such a, you know, but I love Rock of Ages.
What
this
theater was it at that the, time?
What?
Theater. What, with which theater was it at?
Helen Hayes. This is Helen Hayes. This, I believe this is one of the only jukebox musicals that works.
Hmm.
Y'all, take a look at Allie Trim. She's on her French bistro balcony.
She went outside, honey.
I'm getting some fresh air.
She's showing us Brooklyn.
So that's that. You know, that's this is that one. It was really good. I love Rock of Ages. Do you guys love Rock of Ages? I think it was a really fun show.
I didn't get to see it, and I didn't even see the off-Broadway. No, I didn't.
You know what's also crazy about Rock of Ages is when I lived in Los Angeles, I saw it pre-Broadway with Laura Bell Bundy and James Snyder at like a nightclub.
Whoa.
It That's was like at really a nightclub cool. before it was like going to even go to...
Isn't that the production that Nick Cordero was in?
I think
they
so.
Reopened. They just reopened that like actually, this year at that same venue.
I think it was because it was like a runway.
And the Cordero was
at, like, a, yeah. at like a bar. Yeah. And so I think I saw him as the, And so I saw him back in the day and I remember thinking, what a crazy show. And then it went to Broadway, which was like so cool. But I love, like, this was.
How
like
do you think the transfer went? Do you think it worked?
Yeah. I think it was like such a good time. Like, it was like such a, like, it was one of those, it was at a time where, in my opinion, you know, Broadway became a little more like rough and tumble. Like, it was like, this new generation is good. We're going to drink and we're going to like be loud and have fun and be crazy. And we're going to turn Broadway a little upside down. And like, it's not just for like rich old white people to feel like naughty boys and girls. It's for everybody.
Yeah. Like, wasn't it kind of a big deal that they were like, they had a menu out that you were able to order drinks and food? Yeah.
Yeah, so it was like that. That was the kind of experience that I was like, "This is, I love it," because that's why I love theater in terms of like the shared experience with everybody. That this was like not just to like sit down, be quiet, and watch, which I also love. It was just crazy. It was like a wild sort of thing.
Even in the three shows that we've been talking about, right in that time, Rock of Ages, Spring Awakening, and Grease, they were all on Broadway at the same time. They all have one very, 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 very specific part of their identity that is not traditional or not quotidian in their journey of getting there. Spring Awakening, I mean, push boundaries in so many different ways, you know, sexually, and was super inclusive.
A lot of kids, right.
Right, and all these kids, and just the mics, and, you know, the way that the show was done. And Grease just came off of the reality show competition, and then right. and Rock of Ages, you know, had the menu, but also started in that interesting way. So what you are saying about that time on Broadway, there really is kind of a shift for
a new generation of like taking like claim of, and then 13 was right after that. Like it was literally like young, the new generation of people. Cause I was only 21 at that time. Like it was like everybody, it's like, okay, this is what the new people, the young people have. We still like, obviously, you know, loved and respected all of Broadway. It was just more of like a new, it was like a lot of new people on the scene at once, which was also kind of why I loved Rock of Ages, because it was like Light in the Piazza or Rock of Ages. Like, right. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could see, I don't know. I just, I loved it. I miss it.
And it's true. And even like with Disney on Broadway, they started to produce new stuff. Like 06, 07 was Mary Poppins, and then Tarzan in 06. And 08 was Mermaid. So even in those 3 years, like Disney on Broadway was even starting to experiment with new stuff. So there was such a great resurgence of
people trying stuff.
Yeah, people trying stuff. It's really, yeah.
And then the recession hit.
Yes, ain't that the truth?
Yeah, I do remember. I saw Grease actually on their closing night. And it was like the same night as Spring Awakening closing 13. I think it was like 5 or 6 shows were closing that night.
That was January of 08. Hairspray closed.
Spring Awakening closed. Was it 09?
No, it was 09. Yeah.
I guess there were
January like 4th, 09, something like that. I'm really weird with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to share.
Also, wait, before you go, I also just want to talk about Disaster really quick, because Disaster is still, to this day, one of my favorite things that I have seen on Broadway. I saw it. It was the first show on Broadway that I photographed. I didn't photograph the show, but I photographed, like, that had to do with the show. It was the first dressing room project, too, and I photographed Seth Rudetsky's Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS performances after the curtain call. So it was the first Broadway show I was associated with, which was really cool and exciting. But,
and that's where we met. Wow.
And that is where we met. And so I not only do I have amazing memories with that show, but I loved that show. I thought it was such an educated spoof. I just thought it was so smart. And I had a smile on my face the entire time. And do you want to say anything about Disaster, Max?
I loved it. It was a really good time. I can't believe I got to die in Adam Pascal's arms at the Niederlander. I felt like Mimi.
Oh my God, literally.
Yeah.
One time in a rehearsal for Evolution of Man, I told Max that I had never seen this show that he was in, and he decided to reenact the entire show. One man, Max Crumb, every role, and he gave me a whole play-by-play of how the whole entire show went. And he,
well,
yeah,
I got also know that if you also know that if Max Crumb gets a haircut, he will also replay him getting the haircut.
You guys, okay, before you go, really quick, Brian, I just wanted to, this one's one, the one I wish I would have pulled, Freckle-Face Strawberry off Broadway. You guys, my friend Kimiko Glenn was in this, so I saw her in it. And I was looking at this, and this is Michael Kilgore's off-Broadway debut. And so I was like, wait, that's right. He was so good. This cast also had, this was Julianne Moore's children's book made into a musical. And it was Kimiko's off-Broadway debut. Kimiko Glenn, who's like a huge star. Michael Kilgore. Also Haley Patroon, if you guys know who Haley is, was Freckle-Faced Strawberry. And
was this like a TYA show?
It was like a little, I don't know. It was at New World Stages. It was like a tour, and then it came. Anyway, I just think this is a really funny thing. And it has like a really cute cast.
It's so cute. Really cute logo, too. The label itself is so cute.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wait, show us the headshots in there. Are there headshots?
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of times Off-Broadway doesn't do headshots.
Yeah,
but let's see. It was so long ago, and there's some familiar faces.
Yeah, I don't think they... Oh. They don't have it. I'll look.
Okay.
Allie, I'm interested to see the headshots in the Spring Awakening tour.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Okay, let me go. Kimiko is also in that.
Oh, she was in that.
That Brian, whole tour.
Actually,
Brian,
I don't...
you want to go?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Okay, I'm just going to pick it random.
Doesn't have the headshots in here.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay. Michael, actually, this is so funny. I've told you this story before. I don't think I did this one on here, but this was when I saw Wicked for the first time with my boyfriend when we first started dating 7 years ago. And this was October 31st, 2013, which was
Halloween.
Actually, it's really cool because I saw it the night before at the 10th anniversary performance. And this was the playbill from that.
Cool. That's a really cool
person. And then the next day they announced
so cool.
For the 10th anniversary, they announced, okay, for Halloween, we're going to give away 50 free pairs of tickets to the Halloween performance and by lottery, right? So it was literally like 500 people underneath the Gershwin awning down there. And there was like no way, because I had tried the Wicked lottery so many times just to get like really cheap tickets, and it's always been impossible. So I was like, all right, 500 people, that's like crazy. We're not going to win. And then Stan's name was called, and we got free tickets.
That is cool.
Wow.
And it was the first time that Stan got to see the show. And at intermission, they were really silent, and I'm like, okay, they hate it. And then they actually really liked it. And now we've seen it like 5 more times together. But this was, let's see, show the pictures. All right,
the Wi-Fi's awful.
I know, I don't know why.
He's
doing a reading as well.
Lindsay Mendez.
Carla? Okay. Yeah.
Carla Stickler, she was on for Alphaba, but Lindsay Mendez called out right after the 10th anniversary performance. She was stunning.
Oh my God.
Lindsay Mendez
is my Jan in Greece.
Yeah,
she was.
She was unbelievable.
She's incredible.
It was Ali Mazzi, Derek Klena. Let's see, here's the headshots.
Derek Klena.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
And Carol Kane as Marable.
Yes.
I was just watching the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt Interactive.
Oh my God, it was really good, wasn't it?
And it's so funny to think of Carol Kane as a Marable.
I know.
We have Carol Shelley, Shirley Ralph, Nancy Opal.
And you think of these like taller women that have more like commanding, deeper.
And then there's Carol Kane.
Right.
You know? It's amazing.
Yeah, I do, but it was really special, this particular memory for me. So I'm glad what was on at the same time? Let's see. A Night with Janis Joplin, After Midnight, Annie, Chicago, Mamma Mia, Macbeth, Kinky Boots, Matilda, Motown, Newsies, Rock of Ages, Romeo and Juliet, bunch of cool stuff.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Do we want to play some Goims?
Yeah, we actually have a new game for all of our faithful viewers out there.
Brian does the games. I don't touch them. So I actually kind of like to play in my head. I let you guys play, but whatever.
All right.
Join us. Play.
We are ready to share whenever you're good. Okay, cool. So this one's called Snapshot, and we could change the name later. We could change the name later on, Michael, if you don't like it. But I'm totally surprising Michael with this game, everybody.
Wait, can I just say before we start playing?
Yeah.
I'm writing a book right now, and I wrote.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Just can I just plug my book real quick?
No. So. But I started writing about Ryan, and I started writing about how amazing, like, he is the ideal collaborator. He listens, he has the perfect give and take. He is just such a fabulous, fabulous person and artist. And I just wanted to give you a shout out, just like that. You are amazing. You're the ideal person to collaborate with. And I love doing a show with you. And
I love doing the show with you too, Michael.
It's affecting me so much that I literally am writing about it in my book proposal. So, like, Love you.
That's so cute. I'm so excited.
You know, to read your book. I'd also like to plug something.
Do you have a book too, Max? Is it a musical?
No.
Okay. Actually, are you admiring the playbills, Allie?
Yes, now I see
once
it.
Once upon a one more time.
I kind of like Photoshopped that together a little bit because there was no playbill.
You did a great job. I feel like that's what
there
it
will
like.
Be.
Right.
I will say, though, speaking of books, Max and Allie, you could write a book based on your experiences that you've had in the Broadway community. Your experiences are so specific that,
yeah,
like, you know, like, I really feel like you can actually write a, like, no joking, like, you guys could write, like, a, not a tell-all, but, like, this is my experience. And I feel like there's so many people would love to hear about you seeing Spring Awakening with Kathleen Marshall and some of the things that you have told me about Grease and some of the things that you've experienced about 13 and the Bye Bye Birdie revival. Like that.
And like Ariana Grande
shit.
Telling Allie that she had no eyebrows.
Woo, Max,
wow.
Bringing it up.
Well, so this game is called Snapchat.
Max so is a little shit, sir. We know that.
Oh my god. At this point in the live stream event, we played Broadway-themed memory games. While these games are tons of fun, they're best enjoyed in the video format of our episode. If you'd like to see the game portion of this episode, visit My Broadway Memory on YouTube or Facebook. Now back to My Broadway Memory.
Wait, okay. Chance just brought up a very good segue. Max, you just started a virtual studio. Do you want to talk about it at all?
Yes. Listen, if Ashley Kate Adams or Alana need lessons, I just started a virtual studio. So I'm doing private one-on-one acting lessons for anybody who needs them right now because we're all stuck at home. So if you find you have extra time, you want to work on your artistry, you need help memorizing lines, you want to work through acting through a song, you want to work on scene work or whatever it is, I'm your guy. Just email me at coachcrum@gmail.com. Allie Trim also has a business she would like to plug as well.
Are you doing voice lessons?
Yeah, I'm doing voice lessons. They're very much centered on more so like overcoming our own beliefs about our voice and our own limiting beliefs about our voice. I feel like it's very common that people think, oh, I can't sing that, or like, I'm not that. People are just told like, oh, you're not a soprano, you're not this. And I'm really loving connecting with my students and helping them kind of see themselves as more than what people have told them they can be, and seeing them kind of step into these bigger songs or these scarier things that they didn't ever want to attempt. So it's been really, really fun. And if you want to help yourself connect to your own voice, like, I would love to help you. You
help
can
yourself.
Email me allietrimvoice@gmail.com. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Oh.
Before we wrap, does anyone have like any other like great story that they just like want to share that's off the top of their head that they think people might like?
Yes, I just thought of something.
Okay.
I saw Great Comet a few times. I really, really loved it. And I had the pleasure of working with Sammy Canold on Violet on a Bus, Violet the musical, but on a bus at ART. And she was
That's
the
right.
associate director for Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet. And I saw it with her, and she allowed me to come backstage and get like a little tour and just see the behind the scenes, which was really fun. But that night, Victor Garber, is that his name from Titanic and from everything else?
Victor Garber.
Yeah, so he was there, and I happened to be walking just like past him in the wings at the same time as a bunch of other cast members, and he looked me straight in the eye and said, "Great work in the show tonight." And I said, "You're welcome."
who do you think he thought you were?
I have no idea. I'm hoping he thought I was someone who did that cool dance move where you squat down really low and then you jump up and you kick your legs out and then you squat down really low and you jump up, because
the Russian
always
thing.
Wanted to be able to do that. Yeah.
I love that he said great work and you said you're welcome. Not even thank you.
Who
great
said
work.
That?
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Ah! I just kind of panicked a little bit. Like, he looked me in the eye. What was that?
I meant
you're welcome to anything you want in the world because you're you, and sure enough.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote an elevator with him. I think it was at Ripley Brewer Studios. And I was like looking at my phone and I looked up and I just blurted it out. I went, Mr. Andrews. Such is life. Max, do you have anything?
Nope.
Great.
You know what? No, I do. I do have something. You guys, yesterday was my dog's 11th birthday, and I had bought, this is just a PSA.
Okay.
I had bought gooseberries from a local farmer's market. And I was like eating them, and then I gave my dog three, and then I was like, you know what? I should look up to see if these are toxic. And they're number one on the do not give your dog. They have arsenic in them. So like anybody who's watching and has gooseberries, do not give your dog gooseberries. Luckily, she's big enough and I only gave her three. And so she was fine. But let me tell you,
I was on scared. Her birthday.
I know.
That is quite the like, Broadway memory, Max. No, but that's a great PSA.
But anyways, I'm writing a book about it and we're turning it into a Broadway musical.
Oh, perfect.
Well, Sandwich's birthday is on the 14th. Sandwich is born on a Frenchie born in Bastille Day. And he is having a play date with Birdie, his best friend, on the 14th. Aww. So.
And it's a Broadway musical.
And it is a Broadway musical. It's actually called
Birdie. Also, you guys, Allie bought her shirt.
It's a nice shirt, Allie.
Thanks, it's new. It's new.
Where did she buy it?
Madewell,
that's all. We were just talking about.
But you were saying it's Madewell.
It is, but also, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming out, Matt.
Thank you both for coming on the show. We had a great
time. You guys are amazing.
And thanks for being our guinea pigs.
It was fun.
Love you guys.
So we're at, thanks, Mom. That's my mom.
Where can we find you guys on social media?
At Allie Trim.
Oh, yeah, it's literally
on Instagram and Twitter.
It's written.
Facebook. It's your name's Brian. You got to start doing it. I don't know why you don't do that.
Oh, I should do at Brian Zedita pronoun. See, I. That would make sense.
You know what's really cute about you, Max? It's the fact that you ask for people's autographs, like, still to this day.
Yeah.
It's a very, admirable... It's a very admirable, lovely thing, and...
Yeah, I don't know. I even asked, you know, when I went to go see If Then, I was, like, here, and I gave Anthony Rapp the playbill, and he said, "Are you still performing?" As he was signing. And I was like, I am.
Wow.
I told Anthony Rapp that I loved the movie. I loved the movie Twister, which he was in, and he told me to get some taste. So that's cool, too.
Oh, good guy. Allie's done. Allie's done.
No, the Wi-Fi. I can't hear you guys.
Allie,
the Wi-Fi's cutting out.
Thank you, my friends, for being here. You're amazing. Thanks for everyone for watching. And I'm going to turn 29 at 12. So if anyone wants
to... Everybody smile. I'm going to take a picture.
Why did we all...
Okay.
All right. This is really fun. Thank you.
Thank you all. Love you.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Mwah. Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.